This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's 7 after the hour. You've heard the theme, the familiar theme for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to be dealing with all the issues, the stories, the people that have been a focus of the function of this past week, February the 5th to the 9th. So we get started with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher, as you know, of Talkers Magazine. So he's here to fulfill his job, not his duty, but we're happy to have him here because he's the authority when it comes to the research that was done to come up with these stories and the people names from this week. So it's, as usual, been an interesting conversational week. I happened to, because I was driving a lot around the country listening to different talk radio programs, I'll have a few things to say during the course of the morning about some of the things I heard on some of these talk radio programs, Michael, and I found interesting anyway. But first, more interesting is the list itself, so help yourself.
Okay, here I go. And how am I coming in? Is my transmission loud and clear?
Yes, you're doing fine. It's 4x4.
All right, Planet Talkers checking in here. At number 10, we have that Black Panther film, and we have the sale of the L.A. Times. All kinds of turmoil going on in Los Angeles Times land. At number 9, we have the aftermath of the Super Bowl, and we have NBA action. At number 8, we have the Winter Olympics. At number 7, we have Trump's request of a military parade. And that's tied with Trump's approval ratings seem to be rising somewhat. At number 6, we have the Rob Porter controversy. At number 5, the FBI texts issue. At number 4, the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, Pelosi's marathon speech and immigration policy. At number 2, Congress passes a new budget. And at number 1, the Dow correction, which is being called. It's been a shaky week for stock market investors indeed. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, football figures Nick Foles, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. At number 9, Edwin Jackson. At number 8, Peter Stroke and Lisa Page. Devin Nunes and Adam Schiff at 7, Robert Mueller at 6. Number 5, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Number 4, Rob Porter and John Kelly. Number 3, Paul Ryan. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. It's been a crazy week. It's been like 5 weeks in 1 week. Every day has brought a new dimension and feeling to that which we call news and talk.
I'm out of breath listening to you through all of that stuff. Wow, exactly. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi wore a diaper this week, I'm told. Did you hear that?
Had that
8 hour... Okay, folks.
It's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult to make a long speech and not have to relieve yourself.
Yes, right. So you wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to do it. What the heck? The one of the things I heard, I was listening to talk radio stations in Salt Lake City and in Denver this week, and a couple of things that struck me. The reference, the traditional, almost dependably predictable response that most of the talk radio hosts, because most of the stations are right of center. So the way they talk about Nancy Pelosi and the things, I heard this fellow in Denver approach the Nancy Pelosi thing, and almost in the same breath, where he was coming from, I don't know, he got talking about what was going on with the opening of the Olympics. And how there are 10, is it 10 or 40, I can't remember which, condoms for every single one of the participants. They were given a package of 10 condoms in their gift bag as they came into the Olympic Village. So this guy...
That's funny.
This guy was making a big deal. And I thought at first it was kind of sophomoric how he handled it. And then after I listened for a while, his approach to it, because it was sort of sophomoric, was actually quite funny. And I think he knew he was being funny. I'm not sure he was trying to be funny, but he was.
Well, I laughed just at the thought of it, and I guess
I know you did.
Yeah. I mean, I'm embarrassed for laughing. It's a serious topic.
Is it really?
I wonder if they gave them toothpaste
and
dental floss and other
things you need.
Pharmaceutical products for getting through regular life.
Right, yes. And then there was the visual of Kim Jong-un's sister shaking hands with the president of South Korea. Yeah. And after all of the flu or whatever it was, the bug that was going around, one wondered whether she had gloves on or he had gloves on or whether it was anthrax. The conspiratorialists say that the North Koreans are going to ruin the Olympics. They're going to make sure that they blow something up or that they kill everybody with something, some germ that they're bringing down. So
I highly doubt that.
I do, too. But it makes for a great conversation, yeah. Michael, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, also, you know, considering what's going on with North Korea and, of course, the sensitivity of its relationship with South Korea, the fact that the Winter Olympics happen to be in Korea, whichever you want to call it, North, South, or unified, that's what's the timing on that? I mean, you know, who directed this movie?
Well,
doesn't it just seem strange, you know?
Yeah. With all the attention that's been given
right.
to the bad boy of North Korea, and why now are the Olympics there? Well, they make these decisions 4 or 5 years
that's
out.
That's the point. That's the point. I mean, it's like, look at the way it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
So, now I think that Kim Jong-un is a wily enough character to use this to his advantage and not to create... negative.
How would he use it to his advantage? Explain, please.
Showing that he's, open to...
Reasonable.
That is a reasonable man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Because he knows he has the image of being a madman,
mm-hmm.
and to a certain degree, that helps him, but it doesn't help him if people believe he's a totally madman. The whole key to being an effective madman is to have people wondering whether or not you are really mad or whether you are that mad.
Right.
It's funny how that works. Think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is he that crazy, or is he crazy like a fox?
Yeah. Do you remember the song? I was trying to remember. You probably remember who did it. He's got the whole world.
Lori London.
That's right. Yes. So does Kim Jong-un actually have the whole world in his hands?
It's a hot potato. He does, but it's a hot potato. You can't hold the world in your hands long.
No, that's for sure. Uh-uh. Ask a lot of people. You know what the silliest thing about Donald Trump, but where there was a lot of action this week? Do you see the pictures of him with his hair? He was getting on Air Force
One. Oh, I was told about that. Mm-hmm. And a couple of people, I didn't see it, and a couple of people told me that they were going to send me links to it, and I haven't received it.
Completely bald. Underneath that comb-over, he has no hair.
Somebody described it to me as the scene when they took off the mask on Darth Vader and you finally saw what he looks like. And it was this old man with a bald head, the great dark
scars all over his face.
I imagine that it is a gigantic comb over. In mm-hmm. other words, but why?
Very well done.
Well, how is he blessed with so much hair on one side of his head and none on the other? That doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't look like a comb over, really. It's just very carefully crafted to look the way that it does. But you've got to have a lot of hair in there someplace
He's pretty bald.
Yep. 15, not pretty and bald, just maybe very bald rather than pretty bald. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about those of you who have been affected personally or professionally by unfavorable comments unleashed about you on social media. Have you had anything embarrassing printed or shown up online? Videos, maybe? Legal documents? Articles that could, if taken the wrong way, affect your ability to get a job? Or if you have your own business, affect your business? How about something that affects your personal life? It happens a lot now, hundreds if not thousands of times a day. And because this is going on, there's a new company called ReputationDefender.com that's all about the business of fixing your problem. They can protect your good name. If you have got this, and I think, frankly, a lot of us have. I'm fortunate. I don't think I could find anything that's negative about me out there, and you probably either, Michael. But I know there are a lot of people who have done things, and they've slipped the slip of the tongue, if you will, or some action. Or maybe you didn't do either, but somebody's accused you of something, and we know how that spreads around. So get the consultation right now to figure out how these people at Reputation Defender can help you out. 855-432-4886. Call that number now or go online to Reputation Defender, all one word, reputationdefender.com/DJV. Get the information, get the consultation. They have a patented system that will root out anything that has been said about you unfairly. And the analysis as to how to do this is free when you call 855-432-4886. Or you go online to reputationdefender.com/DJV. Protect your good name. Protect your reputation. Protect your income. 855-432-4886 or online at reputationdefender.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
There's a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
And a way to give her a box of chocolate on Valentine's Day.
Turn it up this Valentine's Day with Levion Chocolate Diamond Jewelry from Jared. You'll find more exclusive Levion pieces at Jared than any other jewelry store in the world. And when you visit Jared.com from February 1st through the 14th, you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. That's our Valentine's gift to you.
And that's why he went to Jared.
Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Nineteen past the hour. Okay, so Michael Pence, one of the things people are talking about are the Winter Olympics, obviously, this week and the beginning of them, Michael. They go through another week or a couple of weekends. I've forgotten how long they actually last, but the vice president is there, and he's there to congratulate and encourage the American team to do well. And one of the members of the American team is a gay fellow that's a skater, and he said, I'm not going to meet with Michael Pence. And I thought, it was pretty self-serving and pretty silly. And selfish, almost. I mean, whether you agree or disagree with Michael Pence and even his statements that have been made about gay marriage, the gay lifestyle, come on. Can't you put that aside for a little while and just, I was going to say man up, but yeah, man up. And does everything have to be about politics?
It's amazing how polarized and how angry and what an overpowering role politics plays now in everything, even things that are supposed to be non-political. Mm-hmm. And everybody's to blame for that. I mean, everybody is. But, yeah, I guess on one level, yeah, you know, it's the vice president. It's supposed to be apolitical. You know, yeah. Go, do it. On the other hand, aren't you glad we live in a country and a society that allows somebody to stand up to the VP and to the president?
Yep. I do. I think that's good on both sides, but it's something to think about. Anyway, up next, the government shutdown is over before it starts. 21 after the hour.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Friday, 3 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen going through. We're sort of cherry-picking, as we usually do, some of the things that are a part of our conversation. I suggested that the number one item, well, actually one and two, state of the economy and the budget proposal, whether they're tied together or not. The budget proposal that was accepted kept the government from shutting down, and the drama was amazing, Michael. Hours before the funding deadline, Congress speeds a massive bipartisan spending deal through both chambers of the House, averting the closure of government.
Wow, you did that well. That would be a great newsreel, you know,
really,
the way you
really
did that.
It was a drama of the
you know
highest
what I like about
intensity.
It? Rand Paul held it up by himself.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he wearing a diaper?
No, he didn't have to talk that long, frankly. He was just up there long enough to get this thing. The focus was on government appropriation. You know, the big thing is the budget for the Pentagon. All these right-wingers, I got to spend more money for the military. And they sound so foolish, or to the point of being disingenuous, because the spending at the Pentagon had been stopped because there was an investigation going on by the Government Accounting Office of the waste and the fraud, the corruption, the abuse. They can't, listen to this, they can't account for $100 billion of spending in the Pentagon. $100 billion they cannot account for. And you're going to give these guys more money to waste? All agree we need to have the strongest military. But what do they do with the money? What all these veterans that are standing around on the street corner that can't get any mental health or even physical care?
Well, I mean, this is logic. You're speaking logic here.
Sorry.
I mean, the most illogical, the most illogical question or issue that we've been talking about for years is there's always one candidate who says our military is fine, and there's always another candidate who says it's a disgrace how we've let the American military fall apart, and it's the joke of the world. We don't have the power to do what we used to do. What's the reality of that? What is the reality of that? Where do we stand in terms of our military capability? My impression is that we've got the strongest military in the world by many numbers, by many orders. And that a lot of people are really just getting rich off of this fear that the military is underfunded. And it goes all the way back, sounds like a cliche, but it's amazing how few people understand it, the military-industrial complex that Dwight Eisenhower warned everybody about.
Yep. Short memory.
We are seeing it. And then you wonder, how many of these wars are truly necessary based on patriotic or true, you know, geopolitical issues?
None
and how
of
many of them are?
Other than Desert Storm and World War II, the rest of them have all been a mess. Look at North Korea. I mean, you use that as an example. The complete mess. And so it goes on and on and on. We fall for this. I don't. I've been criticized. A guy sent me a tweet this week, and he said, it was duck you is what he, that was all he said after I had a conversation on the air about how the waste, fraud, and abuse is just outrageous.
Yeah, people interpret that as being against the military and against the soldiers, which is the opposite.
That argument, the money to go to the soldiers.
That's the problem. But it's very hard to weigh that argument in a black and white thinking world. And neither side is accurate.
Right.
You know, how are you supporting the military by stealing money that's supposed to go to support the military and putting them in wars that are not necessary?
Right.
I don't understand how that supports the military.
And now we're
going to
aggrandize it even more with a military parade like the commies do in Red Square.
Well,
they have tanks and things
that's
going
scary.
Up. And the military doesn't even want to do it.
Well, it's very expensive and very, very unwieldy and kind
and
of un-American.
Yeah, it's pretty silly, actually, under the circumstances. But anyway, that's a part of what people are talking about. Lots of things going on. We'll continue with our overview in a matter of moments. 28 after the hour now on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger licking good.
At participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 30. Did I just say that?
I'm
34.
Shocked.
Did I get on the air? Did I? What I just said?
No. Only a molecule of it got on the air. Okay. People heard. They don't know it.
34. After.
Maybe we should have a contest.
Yes. What did I?
What was the word that Doug said? Yeah. Remember, I could name that tune in one note.
Yep. You could. I could do that too. Matter of fact, I was offered $100 this week to go on a game show. I don't know.
Were you really?
$100, yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay, yeah. Let's get to work here. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, not our personalities come through, and that's kind of.
I'm dying to hear about your game show offer.
All right, no, we got to get there. We were exchanging Yiddish expressions before we came back on the air. Now it's time for us to get back to the charts for the week of February the 9th. And, there are actually a lot of ancillary conversations come when Michael and I get together because we enjoy each other's company a lot, and I think that is reflected in our back and forth. Matter of fact, I've gotten this a couple of times, and you probably have too, that you and I should do a morning show together or do some show together someplace. And I wonder, we both have strong personalities. So let people into the inside of how a lot of these shows that have two hosts whether it's a sports talk radio program or regular morning shows often, and sometimes afternoon shows, have two people working together. Sometimes two men, sometimes a man and a woman. How do those work? Yeah. How do they work? In terms of, how do they work? But how do they really work? Do they work out?
Okay, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
In most cases, they hate each other's guts.
Mm-hmm.
It is the hardest thing in the world to do this with somebody else on a regular basis. And the ones that are really hateful are the ones that have been put together by the corporate guys, right, where you were told your new partner is this person or your new partner is, as opposed to, say, an organic partnership like Martin and Lewis, where they met each other and they hung out together and they said, let's be a team.
Yeah.
These are shotgun marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often they work beautifully. But for the most part, I have, from my experience, I'm not going to name names, when I talk to people in this business, and I do, and I talk to them intimately, I will say as a broad strokes statement here that most teams do not like each other.
And that would go, if you take acting and understand the casting directors, these people, many of them don't know each other, and all of a sudden they find themselves in a screen scene where they have to be making love or they have to be kissing, and 15 minutes before they didn't even know each other. So the same is true with some of the radio people that Michael is talking about. There are some exceptions, people that worked together for a long time, like John and Ken in Los Angeles. They started working together in New Jersey and have stayed together.
And they were an organic team that formed.
Yes.
They formed the team.
Yeah.
They were not
told
to be together. That's the difference.
Yeah, right.
And quite often, the structure of the deal is that the company will hire each of them as individual employees and have their contracts come up at separate times.
Yeah.
So they don't know if they're still going to be part of the team. They don't know if their team member is bad-mouthing them to the bosses. It's a very difficult dance. And especially when it's spontaneous and there's opinion involved.
Yes. Yep. So, right. Yeah, and if it's political, it becomes even more difficult sometimes. There are a few teams that have gotten along well that had opposite points of view. I think about Mary Matlin and James...
Well, they were married.
Quinn. Yeah, they were, but they weren't.
James
Carville.
No,
they got married. Carville, that's right, too. But then there are those... I was going to go back to the talk radio world because, being the person who is sort of the king of the... of the landscape, understanding what's going on, and talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So when groups, I think it'd be hard to go back over the history of the last year or two or three or four when there hasn't been at least one of these teams announced during the course of a week. And one of the most interesting ones that I've seen the last, four, five, 6 months is the pairing of Rita Cosby in New York City, who was a well-known, I think she's been on television more than she's been on the radio, hasn't she?
She used to be on Fox, and then she was on MSNBC for a while. She's a very talented journalist and a good interviewer, and she's been on radio. She's the political editor at WABC doing a weekend show, and she does all their big interviews. And Curtis Sliwa, who used to be on with Ron Kuby for years, Ron Kuby, a self-avowed communist lawyer.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And Curtis is right-of-center populist street guy.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of worked for a while. Then they brought in a woman, and it didn't seem to work. She's gone. I forgot her name off the top of my head.
It didn't work.
And then he was a solo act for a while, and then they brought in Rita. Rita probably lobbied for the position because she's in the station, and it's a plum job.
Mm.
And now you've got they're promoting them as two Polish Americans. I don't know.
That's right.
Two Polish Americans, two Polish American New York broadcasting legends, and they might be very good together. Although we don't know what's behind the scenes. They may not get along.
Right. Yeah. Rita gets along pretty much with everybody. I quite like her. I don't know Curtis that well. I met him a couple of times. You know him. You did him in he was in the podcast last week, wasn't he? The week before?
Last week. Last week's podcast. And,
did he give you any hint that this was going to happen?
A hint that something might happen, but he was unable to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he did tell me that he can work with anybody. He said he could work with anybody.
Yeah.
He's a very tough guy. He just came through Crohn's disease surgery, and he went on the air on Christmas while he was still in recovery because he loves radio so much. This guy's as tough as nails.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work. Rita and he are very different. I hope they do well. They're both. Yeah. I like them both.
You know, I do too, and it'll make for an interesting radio program, which is, after all, what we're trying to get here by putting these things. So let me go one step further with this. Don Imus is retiring, or at least he's getting off of his present gig, and so the speculation was that these two would replace him when he gets off the air. And I say that not to be too inside, but Imus has been a New York act, and then he was syndicated for a number of years. He still has about 60 odd stations that carry that program, which will go on, I'm told, because his producer, Bernard, didn't he get in a lot of trouble, Bernard, for something? I don't remember what it was, but he something
Who hasn't? I don't remember what you're referring to.
But he and
probably
the sidekick is going to be the relief for the people carrying on. That stuff usually doesn't work because the people who listen don't listen for them. They listen for Imus. And he's been, over the years, my God, the number of years he's been on, He's one of the few people been on longer than me. And he's carved himself.
Yeah.
Man, did he carve a niche for himself. And so
many years ago, I was on the air opposite Imus in New York. Many, many years ago. I was on in the morning on WNEW-FM, and he was on at WNBC in the morning.
Yes,
and,
right.
And we're talking decades ago.
Yep. Yeah.
Decades. But
I will tell you, I don't know why, I'm going to tell this story because it sort of fits into you talking about WNEW, because a guy that was on both stations, Dick Summer, was on WNEW-FM, and then he was over at WNBC, and he was doing his favorite time to be on, and where he was best known. He did mornings at three or four stations in New York, but he did overnights on NEW-FM, and he was a New York guy, did overnights on WNBC. And so when Imus was there, Imus used to come in when he felt like it. And Dick would never know whether he was going to be done at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 7 o'clock. And when Imus came in one day and said something to him that was really scandalous, and they almost got into a fist fight. So behind the scenes, because Imus just took advantage of it, Summer never got paid for being there sometimes 2 hours overtime, because Imus just didn't want to show up because of whatever the hangover was from the night before. And
Well, Dick Summer is an extremely nice man, and Imus is not. And Imus will tell you he's not nice.
Yeah, no, right.
Imus is not a nice man. He's not nice. Yeah, he's a bully.
No.
And, you know, it's hard to be a bully when you're in your 80s. I guess he's like around 80 years old.
Yeah.
But when he was a young, when Imus was a young, you know, hot shot on radio, he was very nasty. He would insult people by their looks. He would attack. Hey, the janitor here. Hey, John. You look funny. You got a funny nose and you're bald. You know, it's like, what? Why are you doing that? You know.
But why? That's why people listen to him, though, because they wouldn't dare do that themselves, and they figure they listen to him because he dared do it. That kind of stuff.
But it was cruel. It was cruel.
He was a very cruel guy. Yeah.
Right. You know, if you bully people who are helpless, if you bully people who are powerful, that's one thing. You know, when Trump makes fun of a senator or a congressman or an opponent, it's a form of bullying, but you're bullying somebody who can bully back if they had the fortitude. But when you bully somebody that is not on your level in terms of being prepared to fight with you, doesn't have the clout in the company, that's a very different thing. I mean, the whole Me Too movement is based on bullying. It's based upon taking advantage of people who are weaker than you. And that's what a real bully is. So I never was a fan of that.
Well, mentioned
attacking people.
The commercial that I did a while ago for Reputation Defender, that's kind of what that's all about, too. I mean, the fact that there's a company around now that deals with that sort of thing, bullies and bullying online, it's pretty telling about
it's terrible.
What a segment of our population is all about.
a terrible byproduct of this marvelous era in which we are in and entering. A terrible byproduct is cyberbullying. I know that Melania Trump has made that her platform, but the fact of the matter is it's a terrible problem, and the ones that really are facing it on a level that's making them crazy are kids in school, high school kids, junior high school kids. They face it on a constant level.
A 7-year-old was tweeting and got caught. It's the ages and why people even have these things, unless they're of age. I think there should be a law to keep anybody under 18 from having a device. Frankly, then off with their heads.
Well, they've got to be. Parents have got to regulate it more. The problem is these kids grew up with these devices and the parents didn't. So the parents are at a disadvantage. They don't understand computers as well as the kids do.
They use them as babysitters.
It's hard.
Stand by. Michael has a big announcement about something that he's doing. We'll have that right after this.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. With many of the nation's aging highways and bridges crumbling from neglect, the president has called for a major push to rebuild America's infrastructure. President Trump wants to invest $1.5 trillion, and he wants the approval process to take no more than 2 years. To understand how important this is, all we have to do is look at what happened with the Bayonne Bridge that connects New Jersey with Staten Island. Opened in 1931, it couldn't accommodate the taller ships that started being built after the Panama Canal was recently widened. Fortunately, an ingenious plan to raise the bridge was developed that would have virtually no environmental impact. Despite that, the bridge still got bogged down in red tape. The mandatory environmental review filled 20,000 pages. Let's be fair, all those delays meant that the bridge couldn't be completed until 10 years after planning began. Incredibly, that's the same amount of time it took the U.S. to complete the entire Panama Canal 100 years ago. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
All right, 47 after the hour. If you go to talkers.com, which is where the home of Talk Radio Countdown shows. You can see all the items listed there, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, et cetera, et cetera. You'll see an announcement about a new podcast that Michael is doing. Remember, he has done for quite a long time, I think the last 3 years or so, he's done Up Close and Far Out, and now that's being expanded upon. You want to tell that story?
Yeah, I've been given a promotion over at Podcast One, one of the major podcast platforms. They want me to do the podcast for a general audience as opposed to one specifically for the radio industry. And it seems that people like my interviews. So we're expanding it to be scientists and people from arts and entertainment and philosophy and theology and politics and you know, a nice, sort of like what Charlie Rose would do on air. And it's begun. So it's called the Michael Harrison interview as opposed to Up Close and Far Out. I'll continue to do interviews with radio people and talkers, but this is going to be expanded, and it's kind of exciting for me at this point in my career to have a mass appeal consumer platform. And we do what we call the deep dive interviews. None of this superficial stuff. I get really into the heads of our guests, and we can go for as long as an hour, and no commercials. Really heavy duty.
Yeah. All right, so that would be, you're going to have them both at talkers.com and podcast1.com as well, right?
Right. And I'll have a direct link for you next week. We don't have it yet, so it still is upcloseandfarout.com will get you to the Michael Harrison interview. But you can just go to podcast1.com and click on Michael Harrison, and bingo, you'll have a really cool interview if you like this kind of stuff.
Well, it's the thing. We do a podcast of the Countdown Show every week. That's at talkradiocountdownshow.com. These things, people can't hear it, or we condense it so they get the best of all the conversations that you and I have. And that's I don't talk about it much. I probably should more often, frankly. It's talkradiocountdownshow.com for the weekly podcast. With Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Three past the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. This portion of the program brought to you by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Remember when Gene Burns used to say that, Steve?
Yeah.
Even J.J. Wiseman is here, and he and I were big fans of Gene Burns.
Absolutely.
We used to always start his show talking about how he had a grant from the United States, and he had that voice.
Oh,
that,
my God, wonderful voice.
And you could, on the edge of your seat, you'd hear, what? He's got a special grant from the United States Constitution to do this program? And then he would talk about freedom of speech, and he was a great man. What a great salesman he was for that.
Yes, perfect. He was. Great guy.
All right. So, Steve, as a lawyer and a contributor to this program, oftentimes I ask for your opinion on some of the big stories, the legal ramifications of them. I'm going to digress from that to for a moment or two, and to a point, because you also have a website called scamicide.com, and you are one of the people, one of the most vocal people on the air and elsewhere, writing about the things that are going on with the new media, the way you can get hung out to dry. And so there was there's a utility bill scam that's floating around. I saw the story of a business that lost $19,000 getting involved in a sweepstakes promotion that wasn't a promotion. And there are a lot of these things. There have been people, this guy, here's another one. A man in his 70s in Washington heard from somebody who said he was in charge of the Office for Older Americans at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Anyway, it wasn't him, and it wasn't. There's no such thing. But he convinced this guy to wire him $50,000 to cover taxes on sweepstake money that this guy had won, supposedly. So he calls up this guy, says, "You've just won $500,000, but before you get it, you got to send us $50,000 to pay the taxes." Can you imagine? This guy only had $50,000. He thought he was going to get $500,000 out of it, and he ended up getting nothing.
Well, you know, my slogan of things aren't as bad as you think, they're worse. Mm-hmm. The lottery scams, which prey on our greed and vulnerability, they're one of the biggest scams out there. And one of the worst situations was last year. There was an elderly guy, and there may be a physiological basis. Cornell recently did a study showing a part of our brain that deals with skepticism becomes less viable as we age. But in any event, this guy committed suicide over the fact that he wasn't getting the money. He kept sending more and more money to the phony lottery guys, and his family was trying to stop him. And in his suicide note, it's you're all going to feel really bad when you find out that I really won this money. You know, frankly, here's the crux of this one. It's very hard to win a lottery. It's impossible to win one that you haven't entered, but people still fall for it. And when you do win a lottery, a real lottery, there are income taxes that are owed. However, the key thing is that, like Powerball and Megabucks and all of these, they either take the money out before they give you the money, or they give you all of the money and you're responsible for the taxes. No legitimate lottery collects taxes on behalf of the government, but people fall for that scam all the time.
What people need to know is that scammers are upping their game because they need, there's more competition among the scammers, so they got to sound more convincing. And so mostly older people are targeted because they, you know, they get a lot of money in the bank, most of them, or many people do at that point in their life. And,
well, you know, the interesting thing, Doug, is that anybody can be scammed. Seniors are certainly targeted. So are millennials. A fascinating study done by FINRA, which regulates financial planners and investors, found that very knowledgeable, sophisticated people fall for investment scams. You look at the people that were victims of Bernie Madoff, and Madoff had the gall to say that his victims, it was their own fault because they never looked into it, and frankly, to a certain extent, he was right.
He's right. My father lost $3 million, and he didn't. He had in his years in his retirement fund got about $4 million, and he lost $3 million reporting in the same thing. And he and a couple of other people sued, and he got $30,000 back. That was it. So this is something, and he was 80 something when he did it. And I told him, he didn't tell me he was doing it until afterwards. Wait. All right, word to the wise sufficient, hopefully. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the countdown.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.